This episode is brought to you by Mack Weldon. For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code CAGCAST. I taste the words like you're falling out your mouth. You got a lot you can never figure out. If I could hold you, then I'd never put you down. But I never really know just where to find you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CAGCAST episode number 624. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who could give two shits about teraflops, Wombat.
I get teraflop sweat when we get ready to do the show.
Do you?
No.
I don't.
Thought it made for a good...
No, play. I was... A good inaccurate statement?
I was trying to help. Trying to help.
Hey, well, I can't fault that.
No, someone's got to do something on this show. If I left it to just you and the other guy, well, forget it.
What?
It's the other guy.
Hi, Shipwreck.
Hi.
Oh, happy Wednesday, everybody.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure that you didn't actually get nervous when you were recording the show by yourself.
No, I don't think so. I'm alone in a room. It's
right.
Hard to get nervous.
Yeah. I was just confirming that. It was a joke. Mm-hmm.
No, it's an accurate statement.
You don't get the butterflies before every show?
No, I find that I get very thirsty when we do the show, but that's probably just from the talking.
And from eating the butterflies.
I did a baklava before we did the show. That was quite good.
That's a lot of sugar.
It is a lot of sugar. It's mostly honey.
And well, that's a lot of sugar.
honey isn't sugar. Honey is honey.
But it's isn't it sugar?
No, it's honey.
But
honey is its own. The only ingredient in honey is honey. There's no added sugar in honey.
But it still isn't it just like a form of sugar?
I mean, I guess at the molecular level, probably, but it's not sugar. It's honey. Some people consider it a healthier alternative to sugar, but I don't know what makes it healthier than sugar.
Today's episode brought to you by honey.
17 grams of sugar in honey, I think is what this is telling me.
So there's sugars in honey, but not sugar in honey. Glad we settled that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. This is fun.
This honey sponsorship is really paying off.
Yeah, I know. Brought to you by the Honey Coalition. Mm-hmm. Buzz, buzz.
Buzz, buzz. Feel the buzz, honey.
How was your week last week? We were all off.
A rare vacation.
I know. Where'd you go? Crew.
I went to Florida to visit my parents.
How are they?
And I took Osaka Grandma with us.
Right. So it was like the entire family, entire family.
Yes. Yes. It was good. It was a nice, it was a nice trip. We went to a lot of museums in the, West Palm Beach and Miami area.
What museums did you go to?
The Norton, the Bass or Bass, I guess Bass is probably the name of it, not Bass. That would be weird. We went to...
No Treble, no.
You should hit up Treble next time.
I'll check it. Yeah. I can't do too many. I forget the other ones. I don't know. It's too many. They all blended together.
Sounds like it.
But it was a good trip. And right. Yeah, maybe I'll work in some more stories for the trip later. But
okay. So that's like for later on. We don't want to spoil it.
Well, we'll see. See how I'm feeling. If I feel like telling the story or not.
Okay,
it's one of those stories.
Gotcha. You can tell us after.
Right. You can hear the story for sure.
Good. Okay. That's good. Well, that makes me feel better. I went to no museums. So.
No.
I did.
Yeah.
I did drive go-karts.
Go-karts are fun.
And bumper cars.
and I went snow tubing, and I played a lot of trivia games.
That's good.
Yeah.
You're probably very good at trivia games, I would think.
Here's, ready for this? We came in second, and almost, we did. I think we did three different trivia games. We came in second every time, out of like 10. And the last game we played, we would have not only won, but we would have won by a boatload of points, except I'm the jerk that wrote down The Secret Life of Pets and not The Secret Life of Pets 2.
What? I can even get this confused.
Yeah, I got them confused. I'm like, oh, that's The Secret Life of Pets. And the answer was, no, it's The Secret Life of Pets 2.
Why would you have a question where the answer is Secret Life of Pets 2?
Because it was movie trivia.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm just saying, like, why that movie?
I don't know. And because I said I had every other one right, and if you got all of them right, you got like this huge like 300-point bonus on top of it. And I was already like leading. And because I got that one wrong and someone else got them all right, I lost.
This is at the resort, you said, I'm assuming.
Yeah, this is at the resort. And if I had just said two, we would have won. Now here's the thing. We went to this place called Woodlock. It's in the Pocono Mountains. It's been there for 60 years. And there are people that go back every year, like at that same time every year. And when you win trivia or the sporting competitions or the scavenger hunt, they do all. There was a gingerbread house making competition that we did. And when you win, they give you a medal. And it's not a piece of plastic. It's like a piece of metal. It's a metal medal. M-E-T-A-L, M-E-D-A-L. A metal.
It's probably worth dollars.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. I'm not saying it's like a super expensive thing. I'm just saying it's not a chintzy.
I get it. You feel some pride if you're taking that thing home.
Well, people wear them around the resort.
Oh,
and there are these people that walk around with their like 5-6 medals on them.
No.
Oh, it's crazy. My wife and daughter won a ring toss competition, and they each got medals. So at least we had two medals, so each kid had a medal. So it wasn't like they had to be super left out.
Wait. Elliot didn't earn a medal. What's he wearing a medal? So
it's okay. I'm going to let it slide.
It's a bad lesson you're teaching him, I feel.
Yeah, I know. What can you do? Oh, no, he was super upset because he said the same thing that Chipwreck just said now when we lost the trivia thing. He goes, I wanted a medal. I'm like, you could wear your mother's. Like, I didn't earn that one. So he gets it. He's
damn straight, is what you said.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I literally, the next day, the first thing my wife said to me in the morning was, Secret Life of Pets 2.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I'm never going to.
What was the question?
They literally show like a maybe 4 seconds of a clip of the movie.
Oh.
Like maybe 4 seconds.
Right.
Was the rabbit in his superhero costume?
No, there was no rabbit. It was just the dog. I'm like, this stinks. So what can you do?
That's Jip.
Whatever. Whatever.
Yeah.
I know. Otherwise, other than that, to be perfectly honest, it was a pretty awesome trip. We had a nice room and the nice view of the lake, and I ate big breakfasts every day, and it was fun. I like a good big vacation breakfast.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And now I'm back, and it sucks.
Right. At least it's not freezing cold.
Yeah. Well, it was cold up there.
I know.
But it was fine.
She came back and now it's like, you know, 50 degrees, yeah. 60 degrees. It was 60 degrees the other day.
I know. It's raining now, though, but it's still warm. It's going to be really cold on Friday, though.
So it snowed today.
Cool.
Sure.
Cold.
Yeah.
Yep.
Snow.
Shit, no. You didn't go anywhere?
I went to a minor league hockey game. It was Paw Patrol night.
Were there any fights?
There was one fight. Yeah,
on the ice or off?
There was one on the ice. I can't. There was a lot of kids. I don't know if you've been to a Paw Patrol hockey game before.
I have. You know, I can't say that I have.
I've been to a minor league hockey game before, but not a Paw.
Not Paw Patrol night. The teams were not wearing Paw Patrol themed jerseys.
No, wow.
That you could buy after the game.
Of course.
Do you think like the coaches said maybe don't get into fights tonight since it's mostly kids? Here? Like maybe not, you know, maybe, cut down on the high sticking a little.
months. Maybe. I don't know. I don't.
You would think, right? Because you know, I mean, there's a lot of kids.
They had SpongeBob night the like two nights before, and then they had Turtles night, and then like by the time it gets to Paw Patrol night, I'm sure they have a little bit of pent-up anger.
Right. I want to fucking kill somebody already.
Right.
Put this guy right through the boards.
Yeah, there was like the lines to meet the two Paw Patrol characters that were there.
Right.
Wrapped halfway around the Coliseum.
Right. And no lines to meet the players.
No, nobody
knows who those guys are.
What's going on?
Right.
But no, it's fun. I'm going back to another game this week.
What is it? Is it PJ Mask Night?
I wish. It is Beast Night, the roller coaster.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking like Beauty and the...
No. Yeah. So
or X-Men.
They are giving away a bobblehead of the Beast Hank roller McCoy. Coaster.
A bobblehead of a roller coaster?
I don't even know how that works.
It's not a head. That's a roller coaster.
I think there's a hockey player riding the roller coaster.
Whatever. Send pictures.
I'm very much looking forward to it. I may stay after to try to win one of the auctions.
Try to meet the roller coaster?
The Beast hockey jerseys.
I guess.
Come to Cincinnati. We'll go to a minor league hockey game. You'll love it.
Can't wait. I would do that in a second.
Except
in other Paw Patrol news,
yeah,
they're making a movie.
Big news. Great. Get ready to enjoy that.
It's coming to theaters.
Enjoy that, yeah. That's all you.
I think it's going to make a lot of money.
I don't know. You never know.
I imagine they can make that pretty cheap, and people like to see it. If they're having hockey nights, minor league hockey nights based on it, it's probably could make a movie about it and make some money. Do we have show feedback? Do we want to?
Yeah, we do. No, this is important.
Oh, it is important. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, Gorgo asks, pics of Wombat's loot or it didn't happen. He also added that was really fun. I did post some pictures of, for those who don't remember, Shipwreck sent me a mystery box. It had a lot of really cool stuff in it. I did post pictures on my Twitter account, so you can check it there, at New Wombat. You might have to dig a little bit about 2 weeks back, but they're there. Shouldn't be too hard to find. Since we've done the show last, I did get my second Coca-Cola mystery box.
Yes.
It was a letdown from the first box, to be perfectly honest. It had a Coca-Cola pop socket in it, which I guess was kind of cool. It also had...
I'm shaking my head no right now.
Yeah, it had a Sprite with ginger, which is actually pretty good. Can't complain about that.
Ginger ale. It's called ginger ale.
It's no ginger ale and Sprite. It's like it's basically Sprite and ginger ale mixed together.
I know. I'm just
And then it had like a Powerade with extra energy in it.
Oh, you
I don't
need
know
that.
What that means.
Gotta have
and
that.
And then another over caffeinated drink. Like it's a lot of energy style drinks so far,
right.
Which I'm not a huge fan of. In the sense that you know, part of the fun is that I could like with the Sprite, we could split that four ways. You know, you don't feel gross for drinking a whole thing of sugar water, and everyone gets to try some fun new flavor, but I can't do that with Powerade Energy something. You know?
I don't approve of this whole thing.
Anyway, that's only part of where we're going with this. Mm. Also, show listener, Matthew Schwartz, nice guy, sent me a mystery bag.
Oh no, God. I've started something.
Yes.
And I haven't opened it yet.
Oh, wow. Okay, it's happening.
Oh, man. I hope it's poop.
Because it says right on the package. It
or
says
anthrax would be good too.
Mystery inside.
Yes, anthrax so and poop. It's an anthrax poop milkshake.
Can't wait. You know what? It would make for good podcasting.
Yes.
Oh my guys,
this is delicious.
Tell my family I love them.
It's creamy and smelly, but
alright,
so are you opening it? What's happening?
I'm excited. Okay, it says Wombat, why is sending you random crap in the mail so much fun? Enjoy this Miracle Workers Dark Ages messenger bag. Dark Ages. Ooh, I can't read. Miracle Worker Dark, because I talked about that show that I'm watching.
Yes, yes.
I love the show.
Yes.
It's funny, I was literally talking about this show with my wife just before we recorded, and because we watched a promo, and I said, it's really, really funny. I laugh a lot. And she goes, well, that's good, because you're supposed to. I said, I know, that's the point. So Miracle Workers Dark Ages, I now have a messenger bag and some stickers to go along with it. I believe these are stickers. Yeah. Oh, they're like temporary tattoos of different unicorns. So some unicorn temporary tattoos.
Wait, that's unrelated to the TV show?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
And a Miracle Workers Dark Ages messenger bag. That's really cool. I will cherish it forever. Thank you, Matthew.
That's it?
That's very cool. That's it.
Oh, come on, Matthew. No shit or anthrax?
Actually, it goes by Matt. I should say Matt.
All right, Matt. You sure? Check the bottom.
I'll double check the bag for anthrax or poop.
Yeah, take a nice big inhale. Open the bag up, stick your head, and just really inhale.
So there we go. Second week in a row.
Okay, we're gonna need a picture of this because.
Yeah, I'll take a picture.
Okay. Does it have Steve Buscemi's face on the side of it or anything?
It doesn't. It has the crest of Daniel Radcliffe's royalness, and then on the backside it just says. The Dark Ages. So.
All right.
Cool. Yeah.
Enjoy that.
Maybe I will.
you can't make me.
Oh, it also says P.S. Please, I didn't see there was a back to the note.
Uh-huh.
Also enjoy these temporary tattoos of cute animals. And P.P.S. Thanks for watching Miracle Workers Dark Ages on TBS. You keep me employed.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, this guy probably works for the show.
Well, yeah, I don't think he just happened across a Miracle Workers Dark Ages messenger bag.
He's a super nice guy, and I know that he works there.
Yeah,
so.
Well, yeah, that's good.
It's a good show. Uh-huh.
It's a very good show.
I don't need a messenger bag.
Yeah. Right. So, thank you, Matt. If you'd like to send me a mystery box.
I told you, you got to get that P.O. box.
That P.O. box set up.
DM me, and I'll send you an address.
Oh, I don't know about that one. But
right. I didn't say it would be mine. I just said I'd send you an address.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we do Watch This, Bitches? We
were probably you're telling me that wasn't worth it? That wasn't fun?
It was good. Of course it's good. I like when you get free stuff.
You stink.
Like that. Look, I'd much rather... I don't like the Coke mystery box. I don't like the sugary drink emphasis.
Well, you know, they put a diet one in there every month, too.
Any $5 Amazon gift card this month?
No, just the Pop Socket.
Those are much better for you.
Pop Sockets?
The $5 Amazon gift cards. Yeah, the Pop Sockets, too. I think the less things that are actually sodas are
They only put better. Three drinks in each one, but yes. Anyway.
Anyhows, let's do Watch This, Bitches.
Sure. Guys, someone saw a bunch of movies.
It was all of us. It was a group effort.
I didn't see Sonic.
I talked Cheapy into seeing Sonic.
Yeah.
You did.
Did you? You talked about that on the last show, though, right?
Chip? No.
No.
Oh. We haven't talked about Sonic since.
Wow.
We skipped this episode.
I know. I didn't realize Sonic was in between.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
How was it? How was the Sonic the Hedgehog?
I quite enjoyed it. I thought,
it was pretty good.
Yeah, for a kids' movie, it's way better than it needs to be.
And I laughed a few times for sure.
It's got some jokes in there that the kids won't laugh at, but the adults will.
Yes, Jim Carrey. I could watch Jim Carrey just sit in a chair for an hour and 45 minutes. You know, so
yeah.
It's pretty good to have him in this movie.
No, we were watching Peggy Sue Got Married yesterday.
Okay.
Did you ever see that movie from 1986?
Yes.
I did.
Yes. Jim Carrey plays one of Nick Cage's friends.
Okay.
They're the two, the two friends. He has like his two best friends. One of them is Jim Carrey. And in every scene, even when Jim Carrey's in the background, he stands out so much. It's kind of ridiculous. So I understand what you're saying.
He's really good in it. And there's a post-credit scene.
Mm-hmm.
That features him, which is like probably the best scene in the whole movie.
It's good. There's a lot of good scenes in this movie, though. Like,
I'll see it eventually.
You could tell that they like really like cared about Sonic the Hedgehog. Even when they screwed up his look originally,
Right. They That's still, how much like, they cared.
Yeah, they still understood like what Sonic the Hedgehog was.
Do you find it weird in hindsight, since now that you've seen the movie and you mm-hmm. understand that they cared so much, does it make it that weirder that they came out with such an off design that first go around?
To me, not really, because I think that they just missed on the design. I don't think there was like any like, hey, we got to go reinvent his look. I think they just went a little bit too far in that direction initially. I think it helps a lot to make him look like Sonic, more like Sonic, like they did.
Yeah, well, I don't understand why you would try to stray from that too far.
Yeah.
Which they did. It's just, did, it was, yeah. Obviously it was an odd choice. And I don't think they were, intentionally going, let's make him look as little like Sonic as possible. I think they went for something and it clearly didn't work. I'm just surprised it ever went as far as it did.
Right. Especially, I think maybe they were worried that he was going to look too cartoony with like the whole CGI and real human thing going on.
He's the only CGI character, really.
Right.
Yeah, but it's still Sonic the Hedgehog. Clearly they were wrong and they realized.
No, they right. were. They were. Yeah. It's just, I'm just trying to give them the benefit of the doubt of understanding how they got to that point.
Yeah, it's a weird, such a weird situation.
But, how much money did they have to pay Jim Carrey to be in that movie?
Probably a lot. I mean, he got $20 million to be the cable guy, so I'm going to go with more than that.
I mean,
he also hasn't been in a movie in a while,
right?
And he's really doing a lot of the press for it.
Yes.
Which sometimes, I can't say this is a fact for this movie, sometimes it's written in the contract where we'll pay you X amount, but you need to do the press tour.
I'm sure that happened because he did a lot.
Mm-hmm. That was a thing that DreamWorks used to do with their animated movies. For movies like Shrek, where it had like, why does Cameron Diaz need to be the female ogre? Because then you have Cameron Diaz on all the talk shows.
Right. It makes sense. Well, mm-hmm. It was Sonic was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. There's some good good action scenes in there as well.
Yep.
Cool.
You should see it, Wombat.
I will. Who saw Birds of Prey?
I did.
How really? Was it?
Yes, I did, because we were in Florida, and so we
had to do something.
Free night. Well, we had free
night.
So
answer the question then, which is better, Sonic or Birds of Prey?
Can you even, or can you not, is it not a fair comparison?
Birds of Prey, I mean,
it's a perfect comparison. Come on, the internet wants to know.
No, you can't. Yeah. No one, you can't make that comparison. Birds of Prey is it's really like a kung fu movie at the end of the day.
Is that that doesn't sound like a bad thing.
It's not. It's a lot of action. It's a lot of like pretty well shot action sequences and, bigger than life characters. But not much, not much story really there. But it was fun. It was fun. And again, it was like, I think it was like a little too long, like most movies today. But it was certainly entertaining. It wasn't, wasn't anything super special though, I would say.
So GPD firmly says that Sonic is better than Birds of Prey.
I would say if you have a 12-year-old and you got to take him to the movies, and those are the two choices, go with Sonic.
Now, what if you're two adults and those are your two choices?
I would say go to Birds of Prey.
Okay.
I think that's probably fair.
Is more than fair. Yeah.
they're both entertaining movies.
Now, let's say you were an adult and you were alone and you hated the world. What movie would you recommend?
Hated the world? I don't even think hating the world, Matt. If I was alone, I would recommend probably Sonic.
No, I was going with the next movie on the list.
Right, but I like the sound.
I was setting you up for the next movie.
Sorry, I knew where Wombat was leading you, but I'm interested that you went with Sonic on that. So okay.
Sonic's more fun. So if I'm alone, I want to like be entertained.
I bet Sonic in 4DX. That movie's got to be a lot of fun in 4DX.
Sonic, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Birds of Prey would have been too.
Cool. Birds of Prey was showing in the city in 4DX.
Yeah, we need a 4DX theater out here.
Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't do that at that big one that they just built. Or maybe they did and I just don't realize it.
I don't think they did. I went to that one. What was
that's
that
right,
again?
You did, yeah.
Oceanside? Lynbrook. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I watched Joker. That's the movie that you were leading me into.
Yes, that was the
catch on to. On the way down to Florida, I saw that on the plane they were showing Joker, and I realized that's the way the director wants you to see it, of course, on a 3-inch screen. So I was excited because, like, it's going to take up the whole flight, basically. But my screen was broken, so I couldn't watch it. But then on the way back, not only was my screen working, but it was like the plane was much newer. So the screen, it was like a nice screen, you know, it was like an iPad mini. It's like luxurious. So I was able to watch the Joker.
It's just Joker.
I was able to watch the movie Joker. And as much as I kind of wanted to hate on it, I couldn't at all. Like, it was very enthralling. Like, you cannot look away from Joaquin Phoenix.
I don't think you're wrong. I always assumed it was a good movie. Doesn't mean that we can't make fun of it.
I was mesmerized. Let me put it this way. I there were some problems with the story. Like, there's, you know, they try to like sort of crowbar a class warfare,
mm-hmm.
you know, angle in there, and it happens really fast, like out of nowhere. And you're like, wait, what? But you forget about all that because you just want to see fucking Joaquin Phoenix, just, you know, be a crazy
Joaquin Phoenix.
Whatever. He just does an amazing job. And
Joker starring Joaquin Phoenix. Yeah, you like the Joker? He calls it the meatball.
So
Sonic or Joker? The internet wants to know. Chief.
Sonic or Joker? Joker. Joker. I gotta go.
Now,
what
if you had a 12-year-old?
Sonic.
What if you had a 12-year-old that hates his mother?
12-year-old that hates his mother. I'm still going with Sonic.
Don't want him to get any ideas.
It was, I actually think about, even though like the plot of the movie is
dumb,
not dumb. It's just,
you know what it is.
You know, just like we all said before the movie even came out, we know what this movie's going to be, and that for the most part was true, but the performance was so good that it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had watched that Red Letter Media before watching the movie, so I knew most of the plot. There were some big parts I didn't know. But it didn't matter at all. I was just like, what? You know, amazing.
Good.
Yep. Cool. Yep. It would be interesting to see, you know, because you don't really see him as the Joker. I guess they're doing another one, right? Because it made so much money.
Oh, they are, like, Joker 2.
I mean, it's made so much money.
More Joker? Strikes Back?
This would be him as the Joker, because he's really not, you know, he's just, Arthur Fleck? So, I would watch the fuck out of that.
Okay, then.
I'm ready. My body is ready.
Your body's ready?
What else?
In 4DX.
I finally saw Rocket Man, the Elton John biopic. Good. Yeah, it was pretty good. It's better than Bohemian Rhapsody. I think that's sort of that's the comparison.
Yes.
It's good. Yes, it although is. I didn't realize until my wife told me. So the evil manager in Rocket Man is the same evil manager from Bohemian Rhapsody?
That adds up.
Yeah, it's the same same evil gay manager in both movies.
You mean it's the same character?
Yeah, it's the same character. It's there's the same actual human being.
Wow.
Yeah, the evil manager that screws around both literally and figuratively
with
Elton John and Freddie Mercury.
Wow.
It's the same human being that actually lived.
It sounds like a bad human being.
Yeah. So I just thought that was interesting and funny.
Yeah. So Rocket Man's good. It's not too heavy or anything.
No, it's not too heavy. It's good. It's just the right amount of it's a little long in the tooth. And I'm not a fan of the biopics that don't go in chronological order, but what can you do?
It's really a musical more than anything.
Yes, it's more of a musical than Bohemian Rhapsody is, but they also do things like it's 1975 and now it's 1990 and now it's 1981, but it's still 1990 somehow.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, make up your mind. It's not that hard to put things in order.
Wamba doesn't care if it serves a story, just as long as it's time and date stamped.
You know, exactly. So you're not gonna like Sonic then, because they do the same thing there.
Yes.
Yeah, it starts off and there's like a big action thing. When that's like one of the first movies I think where the tie is seen that does that.
And he was like, mind, right?
Yeah, he was like, oh, and he said it out loud.
Yeah, that's like Emmeline did the same exact thing. Like when it got back to that part, she got really excited.
Yeah. Yes, I. Yeah. Well,
like,
yeah,
it's really amazing. Like Sonic, that's a well crafted movie. Like it's been done millions of times before, but it has all the right like story bits and foreshadowing and like. You could tell that people knew what they were doing when they were making that movie.
It's an artisanal film.
It is. Can't wait for the sequel. Yes. Emmeline, as we were walking out, asked me if we could go see the sequel.
I'm sure there will be a sequel to Sonic. You can see it'll be on a double bill with Rocket Man 2.
I might watch Rocket Man 2. There's a lot of songs left off the.
Yeah,
off
there's the movie that there. Top in John catalog has a lot of songs left.
All right, what else we got here? Why is this? This is supposed to be in the other in the Read This Bitches section. I did this all wrong. All right, let's do Read This Bitches.
What is this?
What's Acid for Children? That sounds
Acid
bad.
For Children is the book, the audiobook that I'm listening to. It's the Flea memoir.
Oh, I thought it was actually something for children for a second.
I thought you were promoting LSD.
For children.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, that's our new sponsor. No, it's really good. I'm about, I think like the audiobook's like 9 hours long, I think. I think I'm like 4 hours or so into it. It's still Flea talking about his childhood so far, which is really like he didn't have the greatest childhood, but he was kind of like upbeat about it all, so it's like it's very interesting storytelling. I think you would like it quite a bit, Cheapy.
I read the Steven Tyler one and I like that.
Yeah, I think you would be interested in this. He's got a very like poetic writing style, and he's the one that reads the audiobook as well.
Oh wow.
So
I've never listened to an audiobook.
Really?
I mean, I have, but never to completion.
Okay. You might want to check Acid for Children out.
All right.
Like, I checked it out of the library. You can do the same. I'm sure.
I'm reading this Murakami book, and it's on the Kindle, so I don't know how long it is, like, you know, but it seems like it must be a billion pages, because I feel like I've been reading it forever, and I'm still like consistently within the 50% range of being through it. I don't know. I just can't turn the corner on it. But I will. Acid for Children sounds good.
Yeah, it's good. It's like you'll like it too, because it's. I mean, so far it's a lot about growing up in the like 70s, early 80s type of time frame.
Right.
So.
Is he from Long Island?
No, he's from
California.
He was from Australia, then New York, and then California.
Long Island's in New York.
Yes. He was from, I forget. It was Manhattan for a little while, but he also lived in some suburb area in New York. Around
Long Island's a suburb area of New York.
So it was Long Island. Yes, he's from Long Island.
Oh, great.
Yeah, from Merrick.
I had no idea that he was from Merrick.
Right.
That's awesome. At Carl Kramer writes in and he asks, what do you guys think of DC Comics' upcoming 5G event? Wait, is it like the fucking cell phone? Where they plan to replace all the classic superheroes with... Stop clicking on things, Ship. I can't see. With younger, more diverse characters. His name is popping up over the text.
Yeah, I saw.
Yeah.
I did read that article. I mean, whatever. First of all, I don't really read DC Comics that much anymore because I just don't. Right. And so And also, if it works, great. And if it doesn't work, it's a comic book. They could find a reason to reboot it all again, just right. like they're doing this. So it doesn't matter.
And even if it does work, they're still going to wind up rebooting it all again eventually. Yeah, anyway.
They're never going to get rid of Bruce Wayne forever. I don't know why people honestly think that. It's not going to happen. Don't worry. Right. Lucius Fox's son could be Batman. He could be Batman for a year. Maybe there'll be two Batman. There's precedents where it's worked. Just ask Peter Parker. It either works or it doesn't. And if it doesn't work, they'll right the ship. And if it does work, you won't care because it worked.
Right. That's why Spider-Man's superior, because you can have all these different Spider-Men in it.
Yeah, like they literally found a way to make as many Spider-Men as they want.
Doesn't matter. Just keep making Spider-Men.
Yeah, like look, now there's like 90 Spider-Men. Congratulations. We solved it. Everyone gets a Spider-Man.
Right.
Everyone gets a Spider-Man that looks like them, even though they all wear masks that cover their face entirely. But they all look like you.
Right. It's great.
It's great. What? You're a little girl? You get a Spider-Man. What? You're a fat man? Look, you get a Spider-Man too. Spider fats. Enjoy.
I saw the movie.
Yep. Spider-Man for everybody.
It's a good strategy.
It is a great strategy.
Like that is an amazing strategy that they can pull that off. Just
yep.
It's one
thing to come up with it. It's another thing to pull it off.
Right.
It does take talent. It's not like, you know, Brian Michael Bendis, who really, I guess, really should get the credit for making it work, you know, is a very talented writer. I don't think anyone's going to argue that.
No, not at all.
And that's really what it takes. If you have someone that can pull it off that has the talent, then yeah, it's going to work. So who knows?
Is he doing this?
I don't think so.
He's doing Batman now, right? Or
yeah, I think he's going off of Batman, though, before this happens. I don't know who the new writer is. It's in the article, but it's not like a name that jumps out at me. But again, if the talent's there, it might just work.
I saw that...
Batman for everybody.
I saw that Rob Liefeld's going to do a Snake Eyes comic.
Enjoy that. I hope you like your Snake Eyes with a chest bigger than his than his rest of his body.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, and nipples and pouches.
Well Snake Eyes already has a lot of pouches.
Snake Eyes does have lots of pouches already, so it's gonna work.
Right, it's gonna work just fine.
Yeah, yep. Snake Eyes has nipples.
Yeah, does he though? You don't know that.
I don't. I would assume. I mean.
You don't know that. Maybe he lost them in the same accident where he lost his face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are two different parts of the body, though, I feel like.
Maybe for you.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
All right. Let's move on. You know what I do feel qualified to talk about, though? Weldon. Weldon is a premium men's essentials brand that believes in smart design and premium fabrics. Their mission is simple: to make sure all your basics and beyond are smartly designed and shopping for them is easy and convenient. Well, Weldon hooked us up with some store credit so we could go shopping on their website and use their clothing. It's always exciting when that Weldon store credit comes in. I have exclusively Weldon underwear now. I don't have
Isn't
any...
it the best? It's the
it
best.
Is the best.
It is, yes.
There is no better underwear you can get with your money than Weldon underwear.
Or and their I money. Say that,
or their money. There's nothing, and I've spent money on their underwear outside of their ads. Yep. So I could say, as someone who's been wearing nothing but Weldon underwear every day for what, almost 2 years now? Wow. I can't go back.
That's funny. See, initially, I only had a couple pairs, but when when they sent us this this most recent store credit, I had already bought like the sweatpants with their credit and my own money because I like the Ace sweatpants so much, and I had a couple pairs of underwear.
The Ace sweatpants are the best. Now I have two pairs.
And I have the shorts too. So now with this one, I bought another pair of the Ace sweatpants shorts for the springtime and the summer, and just the rest of the air knit underwear.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like that underwear because that's the underwear that you could probably use for exercising. That's like the underwear you're going to want to sweat in, I think. And it just, it stays pretty dry. And I'm it's really comfortable. So I'm 100% all in on Mack Weldon underwear. I just threw out everything else.
I got one of the gift sets that they now have on the site, which came with the socks and the underwear and like a nightshirt, I want to say.
Yeah.
And oh, the socks are great. They're the blue camo socks. They're really nice socks. They fit my feet really well. I show them off to people when I go to work. I go, look at my cool socks. And they go, oh, those are cool socks.
Right.
So I highly recommend getting some fun socks.
This is one of those ads where we could talk about it for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Literally, we really could. It's you know, not that we don't love all of our sponsors, but we love this product because it's comfortable and it makes us feel good. So there.
So yeah, check out the website. It's really easy to use. And for 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code KAGCAST at checkout. And of course, if you don't like the underwear, your first pair of underwear, you can keep it and Mack Weldon will still refund you. No questions asked. Don't forget, 20% off your first order, MackWeldon.com, promo code KAGCAST. Thank you, Mack Weldon. I have to like cut us off because I'll realize we'll just keep talking about underwear.
I know.
For 10 minutes.
It's bad and good at the same time.
Right, exactly. I'm so happy now when I look in my closet and I just see like it's just all of the Mack Weldon underwear throughout all that loose, sad underwear that I had.
Ugh, right. Just
light it on fire.
Give me that silver.
Right. Oh, I see. I don't know. That's good. All right. We got to stop talking about the underwear. Yeah.
Let's get to new releases.
Okay. Hopefully there's no underwear.
New release time. This one is intriguing. The Double Dragon and Kunio-kun Retro Brawler Bundle. Have you guys checked this out at all? At least look to see what it was.
What is it?
It is a compilation of 18 beat 'em up games, like all the Double Dragon games and Renegade and the Super Dodgeball, River City Ransom, all that stuff. And then there's a whole bunch of games in that same like River City franchise that never came out in North America, but they've been translated now into English. And everything I've seen is that all the translations are done well. Like they actually went in and edited the ROMs. They didn't like cheap out on it.
Right.
So it's 18 games for $40, it looks like. I'm interested in it. It sounds like a good deal. I'm waiting to see if maybe a physical edition comes up because I'm interested in like if they're going to put a physical version of it out, I'd like to have that and not buy the digital, but I don't know. It's interesting that they went like this. I think they announced this the same day that like Nintendo announced like, here's three or four new games for our online service that are not all that exciting. They're fine, but not all that exciting. And then this thing is like, here's 18 games.
It's also $40.
It is, but
it seems like a lot. It does.
It's 18 games, though.
Ship, when's the last time you played Double Dragon or Renegade?
I was going to say, it's 18 games that are like Double Dragon. It's not like we're talking like 18.
River City Ransom within the last 2 years, maybe?
Right. So
you're good. It's basically what you're saying is, you're good.
I want to play this River City Ransom basketball game, the street basketball, all-out dunk heroes.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I'm sure it's fantastic.
That sounds pretty good.
The problem is I've played so much Double Dragon and Renegade and probably some of these other games, like just so many hours into it. I feel like Wombat said, like I feel like I must be good.
There's some great titles in this. The ones that never got here, though?
Right,
Go-Go, Niketsu, Hockey Club, Slip and Slide Madness?
Right, I can't even picture what that could be. Is it, like, what kind of hockey is that if it's Japanese? Like, is it real hockey?
I'm going to guess it's real hockey, just with the River City Ransom people.
I'm Googling it. I want to see the picture. I need to see what it looks like. It looks, what? I can't even see. There's, like, no... I don't know. There's no picture of it. Oh, here it is. Oh, wow. Yep. That looks cool. All right, I'm in.
Right.
Time to check my email to see if they sent me a code.
Yeah.
They didn't.
No, I agree. The $40, like, it's not outrageous price, but that's going to come down at some point, and then that sounds like a good time to snag it up then.
Then you can play that hockey game.
And the sports games, like, if they'd have just released, like, just the Japanese weird sports games for, like, $15, I probably would have been all over that.
Right. They should have broken this down into two collections.
Right. No, like, all the same.
No,
like,
you don't want that, because now when it drops in price to $10, you'll get all 18 games for $10.
Well, sure. Sure. We're just talking about right now. Right now, it's just tempting you with that $40 price tag.
Now there's no tomorrow. Right now is everything.
All right. What else we got here? Double Dragon.
Real Heroes Firefighter came out for PlayStation 4?
I guess so. Didn't you have that on
Wii? On Wii. That's it. This was the first person firefighter game for Wii. That was, I mean, it was pretty entertaining. I just can't believe they remastered that for PS4. And
here we are.
Here we are.
I can believe it.
I guess there's not that many firefighter games.
Not really.
By the way, look at the size of the Switch release list this week. It's fucking gigantic.
Yeah, it's still scrolling. Still scrolling.
It's just like...
Did anyone download 2 Point Hospital?
No, what's that?
No.
Hospital simulation? Yeah, it's on Game Pass. It looks pretty good. I downloaded it. I just haven't played it yet.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah.
It's got a 9 out of 10 on Steam.
Yeah, it's supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
It's supposed to be a good game. That's why I downloaded it. Just haven't played it yet. Nice Seems job. Like something cheapy would like. That's why.
Hospitals? I don't like hospitals.
You like simulation games?
Not hospitals, though.
It's not. You might like it.
I don't want to. Not interested. Hospital. All right. I don't want any hospital game.
Sounds like your loss.
Well, why? There's so many, like, if you're going to make a simulation game about things.
Yeah.
That would, like, hospitals would be, like, one of the last things I would choose.
It depends.
Like, what's more depressing than a hospital?
I don't think the game's supposed to be depressing. I think it's supposed to be fun.
Why make it in a hospital?
It's got, like, a cartoonish look to it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. When I think of fun and cartoons, I don't think of hospitals.
Well, that's maybe the problem is with you.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That goes without saying.
Because when someone says hospital to me, the first thing I think of is Tom and Jerry.
And delicious food.
And delicious food.
And a good smell.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah.
I'll download that. It looks okay.
Anything on the 100 games that came out for
the Switch?
Switch?
Oh, my gosh. There's so,
many. Garbage. It's so much garbage.
I mean, well, not all of it's garbage. It's just stuff that has been...
It's been out for a while. I see Galaxy and Skulls of the Shogun pack for $30. Our friends at 16-bit. It's a physical release. Most of these are digital. It's a rare physical release. Like, literally 99% of these releases for Switch are digital.
Are you going to get Project Starship for $4?
No.
Otherworldly?
No. All right, let's move on. Why waste our time with fucking this... Nonsense.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a lot to talk about. Let's move on to to news, multi-platforming, and Wombat's Rainbow Sexy Talk.
Yeah, speaking of Rainbow Six, Season 5 comes out soon. So
it's a lot of seasons to make.
Yeah, I know. Season 5. Almost there. So I think if you don't have the game yet at all, and you were to buy the Super Ultimate Edition now, which I think is on sale for $40, that would actually come with Season 5.
Would it?
Yeah. So, I don't know. Just throwing it out there for anyone who doesn't have this game yet.
Mm-hmm. I want to hear about Fortnite.
So, I got the new season pass for Fortnite. Fortnite Season 2, Chapter 2, Level 2, Part 2, Number 2.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what it's actually called, so I just put them all down.
Right.
On the outline.
Yeah. Something 2.
Something 2?
Uh-huh. Fortnite 2.
It's got a secret agent theme to it.
That's
Which
cool.
is kind of cool. Yeah, it's a cool motif.
Like Cars 2?
Like, you know what? Like Cars 2.
Okay, I'm on board now.
Yeah, I can't even say you're wrong. It was, you know what was kind of fun was when the season came out, and because I already had earned, quote unquote, the V-Bucks from the last season, I just had to like push the X button and I didn't have to spend any money and poof, I had the new season.
You earned it.
Yeah, I earned it. I'm like, yeah. This season also has Deadpool as an unlockable character. Marvel's Deadpool.
I know.
Yeah, I got it.
The Merc with the Mouth?
Yeah. Yes, oh, okay. Really, the Merc with the Mouth. Now I understand.
Yeah, he's in there somehow. So far, I only have the default characters. I haven't unlocked any of the fun yet ones yet. I'm only up to level 15.
Wait, they have Funyun characters?
Huh? Yeah, Funyun characters. Okay. No, the fun.
People would buy those.
I know. Not that the default characters are bad. One is the banana in a tuxedo. I mean, how can you go wrong with playing as a banana in a tuxedo?
Right.
The problem is that right now, everyone in Fortnite is playing as the banana in a tuxedo.
Isn't it a disadvantage to be yellow?
Kinda, because the other character that they have, which they're doing, you know, which makes it interesting compared to other seasons, is you play, the other character is this female skin that on the outset looks fairly generic. She's wearing like green pants and a green shirt, and that's about it. But you, if you do certain challenges, you can alter her appearance, and you have to complete each challenge to alter one part of her appearance. So far, I've unlocked the hair adjustment and her tattoos. So now she looks a little less generic, but she does blend in a lot better than a banana in a tuxedo.
Right. Good call.
Yeah. So that's who I've been using lately.
Nice. I want to hear about how you beat Ghost Recon Breakpoint already.
I beat the story mode in Ghost Recon Breakpoint.
What?
Yeah, it took, according to the game.
Weren't you on vacation for a week?
I spent 53 hours playing Ghost Recon Breakpoint.
See,
how are you doing this?
Well, right. I finished that season of Ghost of Fortnite, and I had stopped playing that, and I had.
I picture Wombat's family life just going on around him as he sits at the TV playing through these games.
It's, you know what? It's not even that salacious. That's the worst part. It's really more of a. You know, come 9 o'clock, everyone's gone.
Where's the wife?
She's in her room, or she's doing a puzzle. She likes to do puzzles at the dining room table, which leaves me to play games in the same, you know, basically the same room.
She doesn't want to play anything or check out the games at all?
Nope, she doesn't care. No, she likes doing her. I just said she likes doing a puzzle.
You don't like doing the puzzle?
No, we're in the same room. We're sharing a space,
okay,
doing our own hobbies while still spending time together.
I'm not judging you. I'm just trying to
get... How is this bad?
I'm not judging you. I'm just trying to get the information.
It allows me to finish Ghost Recon whilst she gets to do her puzzles. I think it's sort of a win-win situation.
That math still doesn't add up to me, though.
Yeah, I have about then on weekends I have a lot of, you know, I have the time.
Yeah, like you go to bed like at 10:30, like an hour and a half a night.
Yeah, about an hour and a half a night.
You played 53 hours of this game. You've owned it for 2 weeks.
I haven't owned it for 2 weeks. I've owned it for like a month.
No. When did you get it? I feel like...
It's been a while. It's been longer than you think. I got it in January. It was like mid-January. So, yeah. I don't know. I guess I just played it. Don't ask me how.
So did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I did. Actually, I really liked it. I liked it a lot. It's a lot of, you know, so it's very similar to Wildlands for the most part. I do miss having the crew with me, you know, your AI crew. But for the most part, the game's pretty silly. Lots of running into buildings and killing a lot of people. I found it easier in the last game. It's not as, it doesn't grab you the same way the last one did. I'll say that. I don't think the location is as interesting as the last one by far, but the general thrill of, you know, going into a building, clearing it out, getting the thing you need to get, and getting into a helicopter and flying away, you do get that jolt that's kind of fun. And the dress-up is still good.
Good. The dress-up, it's important.
It is important.
They still got that. All right.
It still has the dress up. So, yeah. The only thing that's sort of annoying is there's an island in the top corner that you can only do as a raid. And the only way to do a raid is in a group of four. But you have to, like, set up your group of four.
There's no matchmaking.
There's no matchmaking for raids.
Right.
So I'll never see that island in the top corner. And that's where all, like, the cool-looking gear is.
Don't you think this game's going to be $3? Like, The Division? And so when they try to sell their next...
You know what? I spent 52 hours playing it. I got... For $15, I finished it. I enjoyed myself. If someone else gets it for $12 less than me, am I going to be angry?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying there's probably like a big piece. There's like a big piece of DLC that's coming out, and maybe you'll have people to play with because people pick up the game when it's $3.
That's quite possible. I know Shipwreck has it already.
I do.
So, you know, if he ever wanted to try to get people and do the raid, I would do that with him. You got to get that cool jacket.
He's waiting for the right moment.
I'm waiting until we've fully exhausted Borderlands.
Right.
That makes sense. I mean, I've only collected...
We're close.
I think it said,
we're getting ready to play the DLC now.
I've only collected 45 of 77 weapons, so...
It sounds like it's a much shorter game than Wildlands then.
It was
like
a shorter...
Half as long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was definitely a shorter game than Wildlands. The main story does not have as much to do. It's not laid out the same way. You know, and for those who've never played Wildlands, the map is divided into the different sections, and when you clear out a section, it's well-defined. Like, these are the main missions in this section, here's how you do them, and at the end of doing these four main missions, there's going to be a boss in this section. And you go from province to province, getting to the boss, and when you get, you know, in defeating the boss. In this game, it's not like that at all. It's here's your main mission. You do these three missions, and when you do these three missions, it then unlocks more main missions, which may or may not lead to the boss. The bosses, of which there's only four, where the last game had like six or seven.
The last game had a lot.
Yeah. This does not have nearly the same amount of bosses, and they're not as interesting either. Like, one of the bosses I killed, I didn't even realize it. Like, it just popped up. Congratulations, you killed him. I'm like, I did? I didn't even know he was in the room.
It was your breath.
There was some of that in Wildlands as well, though.
Yes, but this is a little more egregious. So, and again, it's not that it's a bad... It's not bad. It's far from bad. It's just not stellar. But for $15, I can't complain. Not even a little. And who knows? Maybe I'll try to get all those weapons. It's still satisfying to play.
Good to know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You should get it, GB.
I'll think about it.
Get it for $20.
I'll think about it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to commit right now at this moment.
I think you'll like it. You liked the last one, so you'll like this one. I mean,
I did.
Yeah. It also has that same issue where it takes like a good 3 hours before the game really starts.
Awesome. I love that.
Yeah, I know. I kind of hate that too. But I'm giving you fair warning.
All right.
It's one of those.
Mm. What else we got here?
I checked out Hollow Knight on Game Pass. I know that game has been out for a few years now, but and I've been meaning to get around to it.
That's with the dude with the cape and the white mask?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you played any of that?
I feel like I have. Does he have a grappling hook?
No, well,
is that
at least
a different game.
Not he doesn't have a grappling
game
hook. Four or
a
five
game
hours.
Like
in.
A similar looking guy who has a grappling hook, but I think that's a different game.
Yeah. Shovel Knight.
No, a different
is
one.
That, is this like the same developer?
This is Team Cherry, I believe. That,
but
Shovel Knight is somebody else.
Yeah.
How can you have Shovel Knight and Hollow Knight? I feel like that's too similar.
Why? Because they both say knight in it. Well, they might as well sue Batman, too.
Well, but it's night with, like, two words that really don't go with night.
I guess.
I don't know. I don't think... Team Cherry's first game is Hollow Knight, so... No.
Got it.
Not the same people. It's like a Metroidvania type of thing. It's good. I was not expecting it. Like, I got like I'm like 4 or 5 hours in, and I'm like, oh, okay, I wonder how, like, how far along I am. Like, I'm starting to fill in some map here. I'm starting to get some badges, and like, you apply badges to get different skills, like, getting like a longer, like, sword reach and gaining more, like, energy by killing people, that type of stuff. So I like just checked out, like, hey, how long of a game is this? And this is like a 40, 50 hour, maybe 100 hour game.
Oh my God.
Right.
It's,
I'm
too,
like,
long. Why?
I'm like, what is this? Because I feel like I'm enjoying my time, but it also feels like the type of thing, like, there's bits of it that I'm just like, oh, I just kind of like want to fast forward and get to a good part again. Like, I kind of get this area. I understand these enemies jump in this pattern, and then I wait here, and then I kill them and go on. And I'm enjoying it, but it, like, just putting that much game, like, that I know that I have that much game in front of me is like, oh, if I get like another 4 hours into this and then get to a part like that is frustrating, I'm like, oh, this is daunting in front of me. But I don't know. It's going to take me a lot to finish this game, I think.
Too long.
Yeah. Yeah. That, I was not expecting that for like a kind of just little indie game. I was thinking, oh, maybe like this will be like 8 hours, 10 hours, somewhere in that range. Oh, but they went all out.
Right. I picked up a game called Avicii and Victor.
Uh-huh.
Which I had never heard of, but Thorbon tweeted it out, a deal for it.
Yeah, it didn't get a lot of press when it came out around Christmas.
Right. Right. Exactly. It's a rhythm game that's got, it's completely made up of songs from Avicii, who is the EDM producer who killed himself last year. He was really prolific, though, and had a ton of hits. So the soundtrack to the game is pretty amazing. So if you like that style of music and you like rhythm games, this is a really good pickup for, I mean, it came out at $20. So it's a good pickup at any price. It's got like 26 songs on there or something. And, you know, the gameplay is you're a ship fly. It's very familiar. You'll pick it up like right
ship.
Away.
Okay.
It's a ship flying down a path, and you push the buttons in time with the music.
Mm-hmm.
And at some points, you have to like actually fly the ship through like openings, like Zaxxon, sort of. Not really, but I don't know. It's really cool. I mean, the music is really good. So if you like the music, you'll like the game. It's as simple as that.
I'll check that out at some point.
And it's got a couch multiplayer, up to 4 players, split screen.
How does that? Oh, so you're all just doing the same thing?
No, you get your own split screen.
I know, but you're all trying to fly your own ship.
You're all flying your own ship, and you can all do it at different difficulties.
Okay.
So
are you excited for that new Harmonix game?
What is that?
It looks like Drop Mix, but on consoles. But for one person, like Freestyle Drop Mix.
Do you know what it's called? I don't even know what you're
Fuser,
talking about.
Fuser, I think.
Something like that, yeah.
Loser?
No, Fuser.
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 Oh, Fuser Harmonix. Oh, I've never heard of this. No, I said that I heard of it, but I did not. I lied. Yeah, I would like that. It looks like a mixing game. Mash together pop and something.
Yeah, it looks like Drop Mix type of thing.
Yeah, I'll buy that.
It's got an LMFAO in it.
I had brunch next to that guy.
I know you did, next to Red Foo.
Yeah. I was like, I know that guy.
Right.
What? Great brunch, by the way.
I feel like I don't know the story behind LMFAO and where they are now.
I think he's doing all right, that guy. I think he's fine.
You think so?
I think he's got low overhead, and people still probably pay him a lot of money to go DJ places, and he probably like produces stuff. He's probably still eating those expensive brunches at fancy hotels in Japan, is what I'm saying. Fuser. I'm excited for this now. I'm gonna watch these videos. I'm gonna watch these videos later.
They might as well call this game 4GBD.
Right. Finally.
Hmm. A game for cheap.
When is it coming out?
I don't know when it comes out. What do I look like, Captain Harmonix?
How did I even miss this?
I don't know. I figured it'd be the first thing you saw when you woke up.
Yeah, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Who even owns Harmonix now? Did they like sell the company?
Oh, I did. I forgot to tell you. I didn't tell you.
You forgot to tell me you own Harmonix, and you forgot to tell me that you designed a game specifically for me.
Yeah, I did both of those things. It was like I literally walked in the first day. I go, okay, this place is mine now.
Right.
And then I put up your picture on a wall, and I said, I projected it. I said, this man right here, this is your target audience.
We're doing it for him.
For him. These are the things he likes. I want to see these things in this console. And then I pointed to an Xbox. Uh-huh. I want to see these things in this. And some idiot actually tried to pull the board down and stick it in the console. Right, I'm like, right. No, not physically.
Right, he's fired.
It fired him right on the spot. And then I had to explain it again. I metaphorically want these things in this console.
Somebody order a new chalkboard.
And someone order me a new board. And someone get me a cup of coffee.
And nobody tell Chibi that we made this game for him.
One person, I had everyone sign an NDA, mostly because of my gratuitous ass grabbery. But right. Still... I had everyone sign an NDA. Don't worry, I was not discriminatory against my ass grabby, male, female, adult, right. Children, pets. Smart. I grab all the asses. Mm. I had everyone sign an NDA. So,
well, I'm excited about all these things.
Even the ass grabbery?
Yeah. All these revelations. Big day.
Uh-huh. I don't grab asses. I just want to put that out there.
Yeah.
Well, at least not without consent.
If Harmonix needs me to test that game out, I could test it out for him. Mm-hmm. I got these turntables here that I haven't tested out in a while. Mm. A lot of dust on them. All right. What else we got here? Did you want to talk about Ben Gilbert's article? Not really, right?
Well, now we have to.
Well, it's getting late, though.
I know.
I'm so tired.
Fine. We'll move along.
Well, I mean, did you have anything? Ben Gilbert from Business Insider wrote an article about game publishers. Are worried about, I guess, the services like Game Pass and whatever Sony's is called. Sony doesn't really have.
They don't really have one yet.
Right.
But I guess they do. But
PlayStation Now is theirs, right?
Yeah, that's it. Something like that.
PlayStation who?
Yeah. So some game makers are nervous that it's going to hurt their bottom line, even though they get paid a lot of money up front, and that it's going to overtake and be the only way to get your game on, like Spotify is or whatever is how you get music now. And right. I call BS on that for multiple reasons. One, one of the big appeals for something like a Spotify or a Netflix isn't just the new content, but it's also the access to the past content.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's literally on these music apps billions of songs.
Right. It's the library. You're paying for
gigantic library, not just the newness. But I feel with music more than games, I know there are people that are really into retro gaming, and there's nothing wrong with being really into retro gaming. But I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, the newest thing in gaming is always going to be the most important thing in gaming at this time. Where I find with music, especially once people hit a certain age, the newest thing in music doesn't really interest them anymore. It's not what you're going on to Spotify like, oh, it's got to check out the newest thing. You keep your subscription because you want to have access to that big library. I don't think it's necessarily the same. Like, one of the appeals of Game Pass is you're getting the newest games on there. But not every new game. So as long as...
Right. So you're getting just a sprinkling of new games, but, some older games.
Yeah, but if the hype is real for the next Rockstar game, I don't think no one's going to buy it if it's not on Game Pass.
Right.
Like, that's just a stupid thing to say.
Right. It's not a paradigm shift in the way that people consume games necessarily.
Exactly. As opposed
unlike music.
Even the biggest artists in the world right now, if they were to only release their album in a physical medium, it would hurt their sales, I think, at this point.
Right. Well, Taylor Swift tried that for a while, right?
Yeah. A few people tried. Even the Beatles tried it for a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now they're all on
staff. They're all signed up.
They're all signed up now. So I just don't think it's not apples and oranges. Also, Taylor Swift can't release a DLC for her most recent album.
Right. Yes, she can.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be paid. It would just be on Spotify.
Right.
As opposed to a game on Game Pass, if you're up front, if you really need to put something else out, I mean, theoretically, there is that DLC route. In fact, isn't there like a weirdly high attach rate to DLC for Game Pass games where people are paying? I feel like I read that once, but I could be making that up.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, why not? Sounds plausible.
Sure.
So I'm just saying there's other revenue streams.
Yep.
And also, people are always going to want that new hot game, whether it's on Game Pass or not. Right. So I don't know if it's an apples to apples comparison.
So. Right. And you could certainly see, you know, the publishers putting out their own services, just like we've seen EA do. EA was really the first one, right?
And Ubisoft has it for PC.
Okay.
At least they used to. I don't know if they still do.
They probably do.
Yeah.
So they try to do it, but of course it's a very limited library that they offer because they're just one publisher.
And if all this really scares you, there's always Nintendo.
Yep.
Right. They'll be doing the same old shit.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
To Microsoft, because there was an announcement about the Xbox Series X. They put out I don't know what they did. Was it just a press release or they had some sort of presentation? I don't even know.
No, just a press release.
That had a lot of specs on the new Xbox and the teraflops.
Let me tell you why that's important.
Yes, 12 teraflops in the new Xbox.
Okay, so everyone knows that the current Xbox One X only has half a flop.
Half a flop.
Half a flop.
Okay.
So this is 24 times that.
A teraflop is 24 times a half a flop.
Yes.
Okay.
What, you didn't know that?
No, but this is 12 teraflops.
Yeah, I know. Half a flop.
Times 24 is 12. I'm following Wombat's
path.
Oh,
got it. Okay, got it.
Jeez, seriously.
Sorry.
Seriously, I'm offended.
This is confusing. This is a confusing
It's a very confusing concept. Press statement. I know. So now it's got so many flops that they all have to be hits.
That's how it works. So,
the more flops you put inside, the more hits you get to play.
Interesting. Because, I play a lot of Children of Morta right now with my wife. You know, it's like
Yep. That's like, because you have the flop inside, so you get to play the hit.
I have enough flops to make it happen?
You have enough flops for a hit.
Okay. Cool. So, it's a hit, I think
it's
is
a
what
hit.
You're saying.
It's already a hit because the flops are all inside.
They guaranteed
I'm not sure
hit.
Your flops are working out.
I don't know. How angry do you think someone is right now listening to this? It's got to be
twice the flops of Xbox One X.
It's twice the flops?
Yeah, not 24.
It's not 24 times? It's flops. Twice?
Twice.
I must have been reading the wrong thing then.
twice the flops of the Xbox One X and 8 times the flops of the Xbox One.
Wow.
It's a floppage. It's,
that's a lot of flops.
That's a lot of multiples of flops.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Sure, it's not half a flop?
I'm pretty sure it's not half a flop.
How many flops is the PlayStation 5 going to have?
24.5.
Oh, is that good?
I think that means that you're just going to have half of a hit more than the Xbox. Whatever it's called.
This is too silly. We have to stop talking. Right.
I want to do a quick... The one thing that I liked on here was the quick resume for multiple games.
Okay.
That's a nice thing to have.
Yes,
it is, but here's sort of where that sort of falls apart. And I know this from experience with the with Breakpoint. So Breakpoint's an always online game, and as soon as you go offline, quick resume doesn't work anymore, because once the game says you're not online anymore, it boots you back to the home
screen. Right. Well, it's not going to work for every game.
Fortnite does the same thing also. Well,
of course. Well, it's
Destiny's
are going to
Destiny's going to
work
do that.
For online games, Wombat. Yes, it's not going to pick up in the middle of your Call of Duty match either.
Well, no. Yes, I understand that, but even if you're not in the game, like say you're just like in that
it's all the same.
I'm ready up screen.
Right.
It's sort of annoying. It's annoying.
That's
so it's sort of a
you're annoyed at the internet.
I'm annoyed at the internet. I'm annoyed that the game itself can't be offline without rebooting you back to the home screen when you're not actually in the game itself.
There's no pleasing you, Wombat.
There is no pleasing me.
I like this feature because I don't play those games.
Right.
Borderlands always online? That also seems like the kind of game that might do that.
No, it is not. I can resume at any time, and it just pops up a message that says, hey, you've been reconnected online.
Ah, see, I like that. Wildlands did that. Breakpoint doesn't. They took that feature out of Breakpoint, even though it was in Wildlands, which is a disappointment.
Tell me everything you know about smart delivery, Wombat.
So smart delivery is when you buy a game, it's going to give you the version of the game that's best for your system.
How is that different from what happens now?
Well, so let's say
Downloaded a version of the game that was wrong for your system?
Well, when this new console comes out, there's going to be like this game called Cyberpunk.
Okay.
And you're going to go and buy the game Cyberpunk and you're going to buy it digitally, but you're going to buy it on your new Xbox. And it doesn't matter if you buy the Xbox One version or the new version, it's going to download the right version.
How is that different from Play Anywhere, where if I buy the PC version of a game, I also get the Xbox version of the game?
It isn't.
Why
are you harassing me as if this was my idea? I only own Harmonix.
I am trying... Right. I was just trying to see how long I could get you to crack, how long it would take. I think what smart delivery really is something, it's not really something like consumer faced. It's for the publishers. They can put out basically like one version of something and let Microsoft sort it out.
That sounds good to me, too.
I think that was my take on reading.
So here's the real question. With all the flops.
Who gives a shit?
And answer. All the delivery.
Yes.
Are they going to sell this for too much money? Or are they going to sell this at a loss and compete?
Okay. So this is a question. This is a CAG bag question, actually.
So then let's skip to the CAG bag. It's next.
Fine. Let me find this one. At Bickman2K.
We're in the CAG bag now.
Yes, we are all following along. Do you think that the Series X and the PS5 will come out at the same price point? History has shown us that the lower price point console has an advantage.
Right out of the gate. Usually it's an advantage that can't be surmounted.
Overcome.
Yep.
For the last two cycles, at least?
Probably more, but we're not really counting.
And also, as that has been proven through history, what has also happened is the winning console has ignored that rule in the next generation and put out a console that was more expensive than its competition, and then the expected thing happens. So, with that being said, I expect the PlayStation 5 to be $100 more than the Xbox.
So you think Xbox will undercut their price?
I think we're going to see $500 PlayStation and a $400 Xbox.
So I feel like this is a question that Shipwreck or you might know the answer to. Mm-hmm. And I tried looking it up, but it was too much. So for Sony, how impactful on the bottom line is the gaming division? It's like, is it? I'm assuming it's like a big part for Sony.
I think it was one of the most profitable parts. I think their other businesses are not doing as well.
Okay. Now, for Microsoft, I feel like gaming is a very small part of their overall profitability.
Most likely.
Like a blip. So they can afford to take the loss on the console.
Correct.
So do you think that that's the smart play? Also, with the lean towards the subscription model, you get everyone who owns the console locked in for $15 a month or so,
right?
Even less. I mean, does it make sense to sell it at a loss?
It does. For Microsoft, they have so many services now that they are selling you with Xbox Live, Game Pass. It just makes sense to get them locked into the ecosphere and show them what the, you know, get people locked into the, I mean, look, Game Pass is a good service at a good value.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, we've never argued that.
And so I think they want people to be exposed to that. And if that means that they have to subsidize the consoles, which is historically has happened, then it makes more sense now than it ever has before in the history of game console development and production to subsidize the consoles, right? They were doing it back in the day.
You're arguing my point for me. So yeah, I agree.
And I expect the PlayStation to be more expensive than the Xbox, just because I expect Sony to be. It seems like the companies get a little cocky after they win, and they just forget the common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So we'll see. Maybe I don't know, but that's what I expect to happen.
Sounds good.
Let's see here. We'll start back at the beginning. Ba7Monkey writes in and says, it seems that coronavirus is having an effect on something to one degree or another, the video gaming sector not being immune. What impact do you think it will have on the release of the next gen consoles? It feels like Microsoft may not be as affected since their plans are less in flux. We know what it looks like and what's inside. And so, okay.
I don't think that Microsoft, I mean, they're both going to be equally as affected by
the planning.
It.
It's about the manufacturer.
It's about the manufacturer.
Yeah. Right. So it's about getting all of the components, and all of that is in China. And being in a business that sources stuff from China.
China.
I know that. Yeah. All it takes is you not being able to get one key component that's going to throw off your whole manufacturing plan.
So it could be back.
What if they can only get 23 teraflops?
That right. The teraflops are limited.
You know what? They could always mail you the missing teraflops.
Could
later.
They mail it to you separately? Can I plug it in the back?
Huh?
USB flops.
They send you an IOU in the box.
Gotcha. We owe you one flop.
So what could wind up happening is it could be like a throwback to the old days where the supply is constrained.
Supply is definitely going to be constrained.
We haven't had that for a while.
No, it unless this thing gets turned around really quickly, supply is going to be constrained on these.
Well, Mike Pence is on it, so I think we can pretty much.
I heard he has all his aides working on it.
Oh God.
What did I say?
They'll both be affected, is the answer.
Yeah, they'll both be affected.
That was a good Pence joke, by the way.
Yeah. The truth of the matter is, it depends on how much they want to spend, right? Like, sure, there's the, hey, we can't spend our way out of this at all scenario where it truly is limited. And then there's the, hey, bump us ahead of other companies. We're going to give you all of this money.
Right.
Version of this.
Right. Or we built a secret second Xbox manufacturing facility in Australia.
Well, there's one, I believe there's one in Brazil.
It's likely Brazil or Mexico. But and really, that becomes part of the business factor of this, of getting enough of these out to market at some point here. So you may spend more to get your initial shipment out just to beat the other one to market. So,
right. So it's going to be interesting, I think, is what you're saying.
It's not a situation that anybody wants to be in, is right. The truth of the matter.
Because you can't really plan.
It makes it very difficult to plan. And you have to... Yeah. Honestly, it puts Microsoft in a better position because they have more money, is the truth of the matter. Mm-hmm. Like, that is how they get in a better position in this scenario. Is that they are more likely to pony up extra funds to go get their stuff made.
Yeah. I think Microsoft has figured out what they're doing this time around. I don't think they're going to be making too many mistakes. Knock on wood for them.
Well, I mean,
I think the mistakes can be
limited, but Sony also has a strong internal development. Like, they have all the first party games, right? So Microsoft's trying to remedy that, but until they actually make those games and they are hits,
correct?
That's the thing that they truly can't control entirely.
But I learned from Wombat, they have all the teraflops, so they automatically have
all the
have
hits.
12 hits.
All
12 hits or 24 hits? I can't remember. No.
It's one hit per flop.
So they have 12.
24.
But they have 12 teraflops. How many flops are in a teraflop?
No, it's okay. So if they have 12 teraflops, then that means they're going to have 12 tera hits.
Okay. Tera hits. Oh my God. I got to get tera the hell out of here.
Yeah, I think it's time for us to go.
All right, but let's do a few more of these because there's some good. Okay, we talked about Ghost Recon.
Yes.
But that's not real. Okay, at K Saunders basically says he wants to know if Shipwreck has tried Stardew Valley because you like farm together. And there's a big update coming out, multiplayer update.
I've dabbled in Stardew Valley, but not enough to really talk about it at all.
Okay, multiplayer update's coming, or is maybe out
that,
already.
That could get us into it.
Okay. At Knights Eternal writes in and asks, has Wombat got his dog into the mystery crates with a bark box?
So my wife did the bark box for the dog. Because it's her dog, not mine. For like 3 months or so. And I said, we can't keep doing this because A, it's stupid for dogs.
Right. The dog does not give a shit.
The dog does not care. The thing even with the bark box is once you get it and the dog has toys, I'm like, okay, the dog has toys.
Right, how many fucking toys does the dog need?
How many toys does the dog need? The last bark box we got, we opened it. I think I told you the story. We opened it up and it was empty.
Oh, yeah.
They sent us an empty box. And so we had to email them and be like, you guys sent us an empty box?
Yeah.
And then they sent us a box, but it wasn't the stuff that was supposed to be in the bark box.
They sent you the old one or something.
They just sent us like leftovers from a bunch of different past ones.
They were out of bark box.
They're like, your dog doesn't care.
Yeah, that's the next part is my wife was like, do I email them again? I'm like, I don't know. How does the dog feel about the stuff in the box?
Tell the dog to do it.
Yeah.
Put the dog on the phone with them.
And meanwhile, the dog's playing with the new toy on the ground. I'm like, I think this is fine.
The dog is eating the box. Yeah. Like, does not care.
Does not care.
Loves the box.
Like, they're treats. All the dog knows is these are treats and treats good. So, So we did it for a little while. It was fine. I will say this. They have very good customer service. So shout out to BarkBox for that. But no, it is not something I need to maintain in my household.
Right. All right. There's other good questions here, but I can't stay awake any longer.
Okay.
So I'm going to save
those for next time.
Let's remind everybody to visit MacWeldon.com and enter promo code CADCAST for 20% off your first order. Let's remind everybody to follow us on Twitter at GBD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals. And that's it. We'll see you next week.
Breslin. Flop.
Gotta go.
Hey, guy, you're the first serious gamer I've seen all morning. Check this out. Brand new 16-bit Super Nintendo with Super Mario World. Wow!
Oh, what's this one?
Oh, this is a Sonic the Hedgehog from Sega Genesis. Hey, look at these radical colors, huh?
Wow, Sonic's fast, too.
No, over here.
I like Genesis, and it costs a lot less.
Wait, kid, that game
I'll take Sonic and Genesis.
I knew that.
Sonic the Hedgehog. More action, more speed. Sega Genesis, it's a whole lot more for less.